China says that the joint U.S., French, and British attacks on Syria violated international law.
Senior officials from those two countries you mentioned all said that Syria was very likely to use chemical weapons, and they're looking for evidence now. We believe that to launch military action against a sovereign state based on such presumption of guilt is irresponsible.
China's foreign ministry spokeswoman condemned the U.S. and its allies over the use of force. Hua Qianying said that only a political settlement could resolve the Syria crisis. She urged a, quote, complete, objective and fair investigation into an alleged chemical attack in Syria. The Chinese foreign ministry spokeswoman added that Beijing supports the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons fact-finding mission in the Arab country. Don DeBar, radio host and political commentator, joins us in New York. Well, the thing that China is saying, Don DeBar, if you agree, is what the U.S. has violated, and that is working outside of a mandate. But it's been doing that for quite some time in Syria. But is this a trend that we're going to keep seeing now that it's being exercised so much? And, well, it appears that the U.S. has taken the lead there.
Well, it depends on which mandate you want to go to. Let's go back to Libya and 2011 with resolutions 1970 and 1973, which imposed sanctions on Libya's leadership and a no-fly zone over allegations that the Libyan Air Force had been strafing protesters, which turned out to be false, by the way, and proven false. That was used as authority by the U.S. and NATO to bomb the country from March through October 20th of that year, daily, every city there, and some of them for 12 hours a day. So, you know, the parameters of international law don't really apply, haven't really applied to the United States, you know, in this whole little adventure. That was the basis for the vetoes by China and Russia with respect to Syria, and the U.S. has attempted to go outside of that several times. And this one, though, was the most egregious one. You are not supposed to bomb another member state without the or commit any kind of military action against another member state without authority of the UN Security Council, and that authority was denied.
Do you think that the U.S. will take any action like it did with Syria if it comes to another country? I know it's speculation at this point, but given the fact that this has happened, I mean, we're looking at this incident, and we're looking at also Israel to have bombed Syria on several occasions. We're not seeing any type of pushback in a real sense, and it makes the UN dysfunctional when it comes to this type of action that's being taken.
Well, I mean, this certainly resembles what's been happening in Gaza. And as a matter of fact, let's go back to Libya. You know, there were allegations that Libya's Air Force strafed peaceful protesters. Yeah, Israel's Air Force blew them up on television. And yet, rather than having a no-fly zone imposed on Israel, which is what should have been done, and rather than conducting a nine-month bombing campaign of every city within Israel, which is what was done to Libya, well, we don't even hear about it, and instead we're bombing Syria. So, you know, it's a double standard, to put it mildly.
Thank you very much for that. Don DeBar, radio host and political commentator from New York.